Well, hello, listeners. Welcome to this week's episode of Infamous Eternal Champions. I'm Jeremy, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Aaron and Kenny. And it is super goddamn early for us, so we're going to see how this goes.
Just for
By
you,
early,
buddy.
I mean just for morning. You. Oof.
These Get ready, guys. I'm the most awake. I have the most energy. Get fucking ready.
Did your, did your takes get any better in the morning, though? I'm just wondering.
I have no takes, really, but but get ready for high energy and then two just scrubs.
Dirt clods. just two dirt clods.
Pretty much. Okay. I even stayed up late last night and watched the draft.
Oh, did we get any winners?
Do you want to know who we traded up for? Do you even know?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you right now, Aaron's not going to have this football talk, but go ahead with that. I do want to hear that.
We traded with the dumbass Buffalo Bills again and picked up Xavier Worthy.
Do they know football?
I don't know, because they did this before, and it was called Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God.
It happened when Patrick Mahomes was drafted 10th overall. And we traded up from 27 to 10 to pick up Patrick Mahomes from the Buffalo Bills, and then they did it again to get our wide receiver. So,
I mean, Buffalo is the cursed team, right? They're like cursed.
I guess. I mean, it's hard to be cursed when you're stupid.
Luckily, we don't have that. We don't have any Buffalo fans for this cast, and if we do, we don't want you. Bye.
I'm sure there's one or two, and I'm sure they're like motherfucker.
Yeah.
Just all right. Into their phones.
Aaron, how is today treating you? We didn't talk to you about your car yet.
No, we haven't. But today's treating me just fine. I clearly got home last night.
There's a lot of sticks in your yard.
Yeah, there were thunderstorms, like tornado-sized thunderstorms, all last night. So I slept like dog shit. Woke up this morning. There's about an hour worth of work picking up broken branches from my yard at some point in the next couple of days. But the house is still here, so fuck it, we're good.
And it's not
full of
water.
Outside.
Say what?
It's not full of water yet.
My house is not full of water yet. You are correct.
That's better than the other day.
Call back.
Yes. Yes. Go fuck yourself.
So you drove the car last night then to the store? Is that what happened?
I've driven it twice. Yeah.
And so how is the car?
97.4% positive approval ratings after 4 days of ownership.
97% approval rating.
0.4. Don't forget the
0.4. 0.4. Yeah. You are naturally somewhat pessimistic, so I'm going to give that a very high mark.
Okay. So for clarity's sake, we bought a 24 Hyundai Kona Limited electric vehicle. Got a good deal on it, I think. I love everything about this car. Except two things. The wireless charging does not work with the large phone case on. And my other car, I have a mount that I need to have a magnet in the back of my phone case for. And magnets don't work well with wireless charging. So I have to like disassemble my phone case to charge it wirelessly. And
that's pretty standard.
It gets shit for like actual juice while it's wirelessly charging. I was like, well, good thing they have two USB-C ports in the front. Like, I bought two cables and we're just going to be good. Like, pretending it doesn't have this fancy new wireless charging technology. And
so
then,
will they still take the car back? It's only been 4 days.
Yeah, they will not. It was 100 hours or 100 miles. And we broke that in our first hour of ownership, driving it home from Little Rock.
Gotcha.
And then the only other downside is the range. With it being an electric car. So right. In the middle of nowhere, Missouri, you can imagine how many high-powered charging stations we have nearby. exactly.
Not many. I've seen the movie Three Billboards in Missouri. There ain't shit out there.
Yep. like, I really have to have the juice to get home. It gets 261 miles, EPA estimated. Again, some of the research I didn't do ahead of time is... What exactly does that look like on the highway? I knew it'd be less. It's actually a lot less. So when I drive to Kansas City and back, my actual mileage range is about 200 miles. So it drops from 261 to 200.
Yeah.
Now, the good news is that's like the worst case scenario, like driving straight highway speeds at 70 miles an hour. I did it yesterday in the wind and the rain, and still got home with 20% of my battery remaining. There are a couple emergency stops on the way I could make if I needed to, you know, to get charging. So I don't love the fact that I don't get like the 261 I thought I was getting. However, it just so happens that exactly based on where we're at, I can make it to everywhere I need to get to and back. So personally, it's going to be just fine. But I don't love the fact that I, and it's a me thing, right? I wasn't fully prepared. I didn't do all of the research to figure out exactly how many miles I was going to get. So, yeah, those are the only two things I don't like. Everything else about this car is fucking amazing.
Did you get it? The one thing I did see, and I wondered if it was your specification, did you get it neon green enough? Because it's very...
Kenny hasn't seen it yet.
Are you driving it today?
You stick out like a sore fucking thumb, man. It is the greenest, most cartoonish car I've ever seen.
You need to drive it today because I want to see it. I want to see what it looks
like. Our level 2 charger in the house isn't being installed until next Friday. So when I drove it yesterday, it has to charge for 48 hours before I can drive it again.
Fuck.
So you'll see it next next week sometime. Once I get the charger installed, it'll charge overnight in 6 hours. So I just want to, in case anyone's like listening to 48-hour charging time and like, I'm never buying an EV. It's being fixed. I won't be driving it in the next couple of days. But yeah, if I could have got neon greener, I'd have got neon greener.
I mean, most people I was going to say, most people of our age pick up a Corvette, maybe a Camaro or something like that. Oh, no. He goes out. Maybe that's this generation. Maybe that's what I'm going to do soon. I've been hankering for something. I'm like, oh my God, I need myself a sports car. And then I look over to the left, just kind of side eye, and I just get like so excited in my heart.
Yeah, it could be like, you know, this family sedan, but in safety vest yellow.
Yeah. See, I had a sports car when I was young, and now I just want my truck. And when I get rid of that truck, I'm getting another truck. So I need to thank Aaron for driving an EV so I can drive my big stupid truck.
Oh my God. Every gallon of gas you save, he'll be sure to spend 2.
Yes. Because I filled up yesterday from half a tank and it cost me $60, but I was like, you know what? I love this truck.
Oh my God.
I don't know. But so 700 miles on the car and have not paid for a single cent of oil.
Well, so is this going to be like if we go to St. Louis, are you driving this to St. Louis for warfare, for example?
Probably not. My goal with this car is to never fill it up. Like if we go to St. Louis, I'll have to stop at a charging station somewhere, which they'll have fast ones and it'll take like 30 minutes. My goal is to never do that ever again.
Okay.
So I do not advocate in the Midwest. If you only have one car, it should probably not be an EV. If you are a family with two cars, I almost don't see why you wouldn't. Like, we're going to have a larger car that we take on trips everywhere. And this will be the car one of us will be driving around the city. Anyway, that's a hot take, but yeah. So I don't intend on taking this on road trips.
This is America. I don't like my car telling me where I can go and do. Listen, I have to deal with robots and all that shit all the time. I'm just not having it. I'm not having it. You can be controlled by your limiter. All right, let's move forward here. I think they've heard enough rambling about football and electric cars. All right, what's new in this game we're playing? I think there's a new model out, and a few people have seen it and played it.
I have not played it. Well, I have not even assembled it yet, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Haxa?
Haxa! With his tiki drinks.
Yeah, the thing that I noticed the most, what I found to be the most interesting, was... Hoxa's and Ista, right? Like they needed more healing.
So the tiki torches and all, or the tiki things he lays down, are interesting. So one of them is healing, and the other one is you go into it and you take D6 damage. Those are super interesting abilities because of like the ceiling of how much damage D6 can be. Also, yeah, that bastard has resilience. I didn't realize that. I go after him and he's like, minus one.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Most of those healing models, I think, in Ista are going to have that, it seems like. But the voodoo idol, this was the one with the rumor that it didn't have a minimum on it or a maximum on it. So people were putting down a voodoo idol every turn, and they would basically like
Oh.
cover a soul pit with voodoo idols. And so anytime you came into that soul pit, you're just taking damage. And they'll spend 2 or 3 turns just dropping idols and a voodoo idol down.
Jesus.
I guess there was
Now you
that
can
was the
only do two,
rumor,
right?
right? Yeah, because I guess that was the rumor in testing was that at one point somebody had like four of them down at once. It's
You
like,
take
okay,
46
this
true
is.
damage.
Yeah, this is dumb as hell. It's not true,
Yeah.
but take 46 damage if, and I guess it would depend. I'm assuming that Res 2, for example, doesn't go for each idol. I don't know. If it did, I mean, that's a question I think I would ask. I would assume that Res 2 would go for each idol. So if there's two idols sitting there and I walk into, and they're covering the same area and I walk into them, they both blow up. I would assume that my Res 2 would work for both of them. But I guess that would be a question to ask because I don't know if
Isn't it
that's.
true damage? It's not.
Nope.
Okay. Well, I didn't
Well,
really
this is
have
what it
two.
says on external champion on the thing. It just
Yeah.
says place a voodoo idol in an unoccupied hex, blah, 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 blah. The enemy takes 1d6 damage and the idol expires.
Okay, 1d6. Yeah, that's fine.
So
So yeah, your
it's not
res will be
true,
fine.
according to
Okay.
Hall.
That's probably fact. Yeah. I played against him a couple times. He seemed fine. He was tough to kill, and he had his idols, and he was doing his things. I think that he doesn't have anything crazy broken about him, which is awesome. And he seems like he's kind of fun. Have you played against Haxa, Aaron?
I've only played against Hoxa 0 times, Jeremy. I have no experience with Hoxa, so sorry.
All right. Anything new going on in the game aside from Haxa?
Well, first of all, I want to know if it's Haxa or Hoxa. So someone tell us how to pronounce this person's name before I get it wrong for the rest of my life.
I can just ask and see if somebody will answer me right now.
That's fine. So nothing else with the game, although I do believe the next hero to be released was going to be earlier in May as opposed to later, and that's just
Oh, really?
scuttlebutt rumor, so.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard too, that it was going to be like May 9th or some shit.
I don't
What
have a
is the
date.
next character release? Do we know who it is?
We
Also,
do
no.
not. There are the quote unquote rumors, but yeah.
Okay.
I am going to say it's Nefany because Wonky Kong is transparent as fuck.
Whoa.
And
Throwing
I
fucking
can't wait
shade all.
until I'm totally wrong and he's like,
Wow.
Nanny nanny boo boo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's Svetlana.
Okay.
I'm not gonna guess. So there you go.
I
Ha,
wanna
I
see a
win.
dwarf. I wanna see a, but I doubt it because
I don't want to see any more dwarves.
it's not gonna be
I
a
don't want to see.
dwarf or minotaur the way that Wonky did talk. Now that you threw shade on him first, I can be like, yeah, the way he talked, it doesn't seem like that's gonna be true. Or Sharn. Ooh, I
All
wanna see
right.
Sharn.
Sharn. Okay.
Yeah, Sharn.
So we have a tournament coming up this weekend.
Tomorrow.
Tournament. And it is a qualifier, which means I believe we get points. There is no auto qualifier in this thing,
I
right? It's just
believe so.
points.
Aaron would be the one to know that one.
Say that again?
It's just points, right? The tournament, there's no auto qualifiers.
Correct, it's just points. Yep.
And if it's under 20 or 18 or something, it's like first place is X amount of points, second is this and that. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. So we have, there'll probably be between 16 and 20 people at this one, which is a pretty big deal, being we've been playing this game for about 6 months. Very cool. Very, very cool. What do you all intend on playing in this thing?
I'm
Kenny?
going. Go
Go
ahead,
ahead.
Kenny.
I'm gonna play Tomas, I think. Which means I'm handicapping myself big time.
You're such a loser.
I know.
See, it's win-win for you. You play something that everyone thinks is bad. If you lose, people go, "Of course you lost." If you win, you can go, "Man, that was lucky," or "I did so good with a bad faction." I like where you're at there. I like
You know what they call that? They call that the loser's mentality.
that. Oh my God.
Yes.
Aaron, what are you
No, I
playing?
just need something new.
Yeah.
I am going to buy bust with probably cradle focused gruel.
Yeah. How's that been going for you? You've been testing that for a little bit, right?
A little bit. Has not been going great because people keep banning Dawnregar and making me not want to play Cradle.
So don't take Dawnregar.
I feel like, well, my favorite thing is to ban Cradle because it's a part of what it's trying to do.
Yeah, or they just fucking ban Cradle because you're an asshole. Yes.
Ha!
Did you do that to him? Is that what happened?
I talked about doing it.
I was waiting for the story of like, yeah, son of a bitch, ban Cradle right off the bat.
No, my auto ban now is Donnie. Like, he just goes. Like, he is my auto ban now. I hate that.
Yeah,
so
I felt like I broke you of that one. Even when you were beating me, like, you would look at Dawnregar and be like, motherfucker!
Yeah, I hate that guy so much. I don't have good tools for that. The models that are good against him, I usually don't play, so it's really an uphill battle against Donnie.
Right.
Yep, so we got the tournament coming up, which is super exciting for our area. Anything lately, Kenny, that you cannot stand or being angry about or raging? It's your corner, Kenny.
Lately? No. I didn't play a whole lot this week. I played Richard. I played...
Yeah.
I think it was just Richard. I think I only played one game this week. I've had a pretty busy week. I'm getting into my busy time, so my days get a little longer at work.
Yeah. Yeah, games played. I think I've played maybe 5 or 6 games. I think I went about 50%. Me and Aaron played a game. That one game went really quickly because he got a lead, and I was effed in my A, as gamers call it. And I was like, nope, I'm not even going to try this anymore. It's so stupid. And then we played another game, and he had a bad push, like turn 2 or something, turn 1, I think, and he got really stuck, and I gave it to him, both barrels. So I've been playing about 50-50.
What'd you play?
I've just playing Krognar.
I've been still messing with that.
Yep, it's fine for now. I do want to play some Bruellen soon, because I love that. Being able to have Pathfinder and charging and all that stuff. And
yeah, I've thought about that, like, when I was doing my Tomas, like, what I was going to switch to.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably stick with Tomas for a month or so, and then I'm going to be probably jumping into something else. I did think about Bruellen, because I think Bruellen's the only god I've not played at all.
Yeah. What you been playing, Aaron? What has interested you lately?
It's just been that Gruul list. I ended up playing a game, my league game, against Guns with Krognar. My goal is to get to 20 Longshanks games played with an affiliation before I really move on.
Okay.
And I'm not quite there with Krognar. So, I was playing Krognar in, one of the leagues and I think Gruul in the other. Ended up having a really good game. I fucked up 2 things at the end of the game and, handed him the win by leaving him alive on 1.
Oh,
The one I'm really kicking myself over is, so all I want to do is get Kogan to level 3, Buckshot, Battlecry, and have fun. So I start the turn with Kogan and Plenty of Fate. I really need to kill Lugdrug, and so I'm just not thinking. And so I walk forward, I Battlecry, and I shoot Lugdrug, who is adjacent to 2 other models. And for whatever reason, I didn't Buckshot. So basically passed on.
You're being nice.
Yeah, on attacking nice. 2 like models that. With premium attacks twice. So 4 attacks. I just decided I didn't want to take 4 attacks.
Yeah. Why would you?
Yeah.
Guns is new. I mean, why would you?
I do need to take it easy on him.
Yeah. Did you have
take
a stroke
it easy on that guy? But did
yes.
he have a
stroke? Yes, Kenny, I had a stroke.
Online, he did have a stroke and blacked out, woke up, didn't do anything.
And then I calculated how much... I left his Lugdrug on 10. I'm like, I can do 10, right? And so I charged his other model with... I forget who I had. Someone. Forgot he had Boots of Stability with Regen 2. So all of a sudden, beginning of next turn, where I have Prio to kill Lugdrug, he's got 12. I'm like, that's different than 10. Significantly.
Yeah.
Because I've got Armor Piercer, but with 12, I have to crit. If he was down to 10, I could have, you know, crit solid. So a huge difference when I'm rolling, I think, 4 dice with 2 rerolls. So I had 6 dice. better than average odds to crit on each of them, but less than 50% to crit on all of them. Anyway, so those two mistakes basically handed in the game. But he left, he ended the game and had like, we'll call it 10 total health on all of his models. Like, they were just, if he didn't win the all game right with there. His first activation after I failed to kill Lugdrug, like, it was practically in my hip pocket. So yeah, so don't make five. Stupid mistakes, guys. It's bad. Does not help you win games.
I love when I hear stories of two new players just playing each other. It's just so, there's just something perfect about that. What was that, your first or second game, Aaron? Well done.
At what point did I not, so at one point I was a new player. Are you saying I am no longer a new player?
Yeah.
I'm saying you're a butthole and you deserve whatever happens to you.
Oh, I can understand that. I've still only been playing this game for 5 months, so at what point does that newness no longer new?
The way we play? It is exactly when we finish all of these characters. That is my definition of we are done being new.
Okay.
I mean, so we did a lot of games.
20-some episodes left.
So, like, by like this week, I only got one game in. So far, like today, we're going to play what, 2-3 games? Tomorrow, I'm going to play 3 games, maybe 4.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of, I think we get a lot of games in, probably more than most.
There's a lot of people that play online. I mean, yes. There's a lot of people playing a lot of games.
Yes.
But in person games, yes.
But I did have a question about Kogan. Kogan's got his battle cry where he can reroll 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you roll the dice, spend a fate to reroll the dice, and then reroll 2, or can you only reroll a die one time ever only?
A die may only be rolled one time ever.
That's what I thought. Okay. Because I know that that rule is with Gift of the Gods, but I didn't know if Battle Cry had something in the wording. I wasn't looking at it that could circumvent that.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Cool. I just had a thought while you were talking, and I had to get it out.
Is there any other models aside from Cradle which are trying to be played, which are interesting and fun, maybe kind of new? Kenny?
I was playing Nihilus, so we talked about that last week, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think I actually played 2 games with Nihilus. She's done great both times, and I have used her totally differently both times.
Yeah.
Against Richard, I walked her up to stand behind a pillar. And then now this, I sacrificed Dawnregar for this because he had sticks, and I moved Dawnregar up next to her, and it took his entire team on turn 2 to kill her, or to kill Dawnregar. And while that was going on, Nihilus grabbed a soul, gained agility, stood in the way of him getting, stood in the way of him getting to my shrine. The next turn, poisoned the model and then ran off. She absorbed like 2 full activations before she actually activated because he couldn't hit her with the ranged attacks because she was agility 6 behind cover.
Mm-hmm.
She ended the game, I think, on 9 health, 8 or 9 health, standing in front of my effigy with 2 souls. She has just put in work. And then the game before that, I can't remember who I had played. I apologize. The game before that, I used her as kind of a melee piece where instead of agility, I gave her boots of agility and gave her melee plus 1. And so she's running around melee 8. So she's running around melee 8. And there was one soul pit in the middle. And so there was 3 models around the soul pit. And she's like, well, everybody gets poisoned. You get a poison, you get a poison, you get a poison. And then she just stood there. It's like, well, I'm going to smack her. Like, okay, well, you know, roll your 2 dice.
It's like, okay. Or 1, yeah.
It's like, you know, roll your 2 dice, and then somebody charged her. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go ahead and spend a fate here to reduce your dice pool down. So they charged her with, like, melee 7 up to 9, rolling 3 dice. Well, I'll roll 2 now. It's like,
yeah,
okay. And then she's in combat, so if you can't shoot her, because you're going to get 1 die.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been messing around with that. Now, there are models that will probably just nuke the shit out of her, right? Like,
Knockdown. Yeah.
Yeah, like Knockdown's going to beat the shit out of her. So maybe instead of agility, I might think about boots of stability. Maybe I give her agility on the Fizz Osmutation and runs to boots of stability and just keep her melee 7. You can't knock her down. You probably can't kill her at that point.
She always seems like she's a model that is in the category of never bad. Like, she always has something she can do.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been liking her. Quite a bit, actually. Cool.
Aaron, you've been playing Cradle. How's that going for you so far? You said that nobody lets you play him.
So I played her in the first game against you. Yep. And she literally could have been any other model in the game.
I know. Yep.
Turns out when you make like 8 attacks and roll 0 combat maneuvers in all of those attacks, you just do like 1 damage and you're like, I hate my life. It was
Eat
so bad.
A bag
it
of
was,
dicks.
It was so bad.
That was bad.
It could like have, how you yeah, laugh.
She could have that been was... any model.
That was bad.
It was bad. Yeah, because she came up and like there was so much potential and none of it worked out. It was just dick.
I had my 3 tokens on me earlier. I'm like, great, we're going to heal Donnie like 8 health this turn or 0.
Or 0. Yeah.
0 is also a possibility.
Yeah. The fact that it can be 0 is probably makes that model bad. Like
that's what makes the model bad? Okay.
I don't know, man. I don't dare play it. That's your thing. You just have a blast with that.
I'm going to keep
I've been playing Piper lately. Again, that's just a model that's always good, right? Like Piper can always do good things. The amount of movement that little bastard can get is just fucking stupid. Like, he can walk up and soul gaze from like 6 away and be 1 right there. It's like, what? He's pretty freaky at times how far he can just walk. But yeah, that's all that's my kind of like add-in that's been fun lately.
So I chatted in the general chat about Judgment for how do you pronounce Hoxha, Hacksaw. Uh-huh. I got 2 Hacksaw. Different answers already. Hacksaw.
Okay.
What was
you're
Hacksaw?
Hearing it live, folks.
The other one was Hoxha. So I'm gonna choose. I'm going to speak my truth. I'm going to say Hacksaw from now on, and I might just scream Jim Dugan at the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. Throw up a 2x4.
Because that was the first thing that Wonky put on there. And I was like, you know what? That's it. It's going to be Hacksaw from now on, and I'm not changing it. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You're wrong. I don't care. So, Hacksaw.
I just imagine one of those people doing the... like the Fiji war cry or whatever. Ha ha. Yeah, ha ha. Like
I just want to lick my thumb and stick it in the air like he used to do. Like,
oh, God.
I just smack my
And he's got to go, ho!
That's right. Yep. That's right. Anyway, I just wanted to interject with that because I thought it was funny. So I saw it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great.
Oh, my God. So from now on, we pronounce it Hacksaw.
Hacksaw!
Oh, Lord. All right, moving forward. This week's review. We are going to continue with Soul Gazers. And our next one up, we are going to do Kenny's favorite, Masuzi. Ugh.
Masuzi is my favorite, Soul Gazer.
Masuzi or Masuzi?
Maz.
It's Hacksaw. It's Hacksaw Jim Masuzi.
You're fucking right.
Okay,
you're
so here we have
damn right.
Masuzi, Nurgle Priest. Demon Biomancer of Ruin.
Yeah, exactly. Bert.
It's move 3, Mel 6, range 7. That's an interesting stat line. Mm-hmm. Add G3, Res 1, Soul Harvest 6. Standard health pool of 15, 16, 17 in Tomas and Torin. 2 attacks, Rod of Ruin. 1 AP cost, 1 reach, 1-4 on the... the damage grid, just like Cradle. Also has an acid potion. Range 4, or reach 4, rather. 1-3 on the damage grid. So, very interesting damage grid.
True damage.
I haven't gotten there yet. You shut your hole.
Not full release.
Yes, common innate abilities. As a demon, has coalesce. Is immune to poison. Mm-hmm. Leech 1 on a non-undead model. That's hot. Pathfinder, Soulmaster, and True Damage Acid Potion. There you go, Kenny.
Thank you.
So, super interesting. You can obviously use the Acid Potion and just go to town on tanks. Or do other stuff, which we'll get to. Combat maneuvers for a level 1 Masuzi. Soul Seer. For a mere 1 combat maneuver, Enemy damaged by Rod of Ruin takes D3 true damage for each soul bound to it and suffers curse. Yeah, so not bad. We'll talk about it in a little bit. I haven't seen this used too often, mainly because if you're attacking a tank, you're not going to get damage through because this is not true damage. Although if you're attacking, say, a two soul gazer, yeah, it could be really good. The other combat... Say what?
This would kill Nias dead.
Yes.
Nazuzi's good in Nias, but go ahead.
Yeah. Viper Shot for two combat maneuvers. Enemy damaged by acid potion suffers poison. If a J was rolled and the enemy was damaged, they take one extra true damage.
I know that one.
So on the super upside, a Viper Shot double J is going to end up doing four true damage. Right. Well, not double J, but a crit with acid potion, including a J and another maneuver. I guess it would be double J then. The max of four true damage on acid potion. Also has an active ability called Decay for one fate. Target enemy within 2 X's incurs -2 movement or -2 agility active player chooses. Expires at the end of their next activation, they being the target. So for a play pattern, Mizuzi can walk up, decay someone, reduce their edge by 2. Shoot them with Viper Shot, poison them, and then shoot them again. So effective -3 to their agility. And if they have already activated that turn, your entire team then just gets to pile into them. So that is a super interesting capability that, what does this model do? Soul Harvest? So as opposed to just your Soul Harvester who walks up and, you know, collects souls as their primary job, Mizuzi can do a lot of different things. Before we talk about the individual maneuvers, general thoughts, Kenny.
I love this kit. I love everything about this kit. I think the fact that she's a demon has a melee attack and a range attack. I love that. Also, res one, love that. Leech one, love it. Immune to poison, Rakir can't fucking just come up and nuke ya. It's great. The Soul Seer one, I don't know if we want to get into the combat maneuvers or if we want to rate them first. I just love the kit. Everything about this just does stuff, and it's versatile. That's what I love about it.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I will add in that this guy has res 1 and can also get a piece of equipment that makes him res 2. So as a soul gazer and having high resilience is pretty insane-o.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff to talk about here.
Okay, so we'll talk through the actual combat maneuvers. First, Soul Seer, damaging by Rod of Ruin. I'll say this is, for a base level combat maneuver, I'm going to give it an 8 because it is on what I would consider to be his off attack. So I think most people would agree that Mizuzi, if anything, is primarily a support model with his decay. But if he's doing damage, it's usually through his Viper Shot, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen people give him Heartseeker and they just go to town and he shoots people and does a lot of true damage. So the fact that Soul Seer could do 2d3 extra true damage to soul harvesters, like or more, or depends on who has the souls on him, I think is incredible. If Mizuzi was a melee focused character, I don't think I would value this quite as high. But the fact that it is just a kind of random bonus that, oh, you're not soul harvesting, I guess you're shooting. Oh, you're not shooting, I guess you're charging. And you still have this relatively good combat maneuver attached to it that could just, you know, pop off for a shit ton of damage. Yeah, big thumbs up because of that. So anyway, that's my take.
I think it's interesting because usually around soul pits, you'll see, you know, these type of characters just waiting for souls to pop up. And if they manage to get it, he's going to punish the shit out of them, which is pretty cool. I mean, he's doing the job that he's supposed to do really well, which is awesome. So Soul Seer, true damage, all of that. You know, I don't see it as an 8. I see it more as a 6. I think it's great, but I don't think it's the everything.
I'm a little surprised to hear you say that you think that this would be worse on a melee-focused model. I actually think it would be better. I have played a lot of Mizuzi. I've used this, I think, one time. Mm-hmm. because it's you have to be able to do damage, and the damage track is not great. But that's fine. But they also have to have a soul. And you can't take the curse without them having a soul, right? Because they have to have a soul to do the D3 damage and suffer the curse. I think I'm at like a 3, and I'm at a 3 only because this is not what you want to be doing with Mazuzi. Every time I've played Mazuzi and I am in combat, I'm like, I wish I was not in combat right now. it happens a lot. I think it's interesting to be able to, like, well, I'm going to decay you, drop your agility, so it's easier for me to smack you with a Rod of Ruin and then smack you. That is literally what happened to me against Richard with Nias. He just rolled not great when it happened. But I have not seen this really work that much, and I'm not saying that this is an awful skill. It's a great skill. If this was on a model that had melee 7, that you could give armor shredder to, that had a damage track of like 2-3-4 or 2-3-5, like it had the damage track of a Dawnregar, I would be like, oh, this is legit. I would give it an 8, but I think I'm at like a 3-3.5 on Mazuzi, because I think this is probably one of the last things you want to do with Mazuzi.
I agree with everything you said, except that you said they have to have a soul to suffer curse.
Is that not how this damage or this reads?
Not how my understanding of the English language.
Was it because it doesn't say "and then suffers curse"?
Enemy damaged by Rod of Ruin takes D3 true damage for each soul bound to it and suffers curse. Does not say
cursed,
that
you don't need a soul.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Have I would assume you couldn't do the combat maneuver at all unless you had a soul. Is the way I'm interpreting that.
Okay. Not my interpretation.
Again, then these are great conversations to have, right? We have these conversations, it seems like, with almost every model. We are different people who interpret things differently. I'm shit at the English language. You're better. So
Hacksaw.
Yeah, hacksaw.
Okay.
Like, hacksaw. Yeah, I am awful. So, again, somebody can tell me that I am wrong, as I am wrong a lot. I'm interpreting it that way, that you can't even do the combat maneuver unless there is a soul on the model. The actual wording doesn't matter. I'm wrong?
I can't wait for me to be wrong when this comes out.
I don't know.
I don't see any way that you have to have a soul on you with the wording of that statement.
Fair. I mean, yeah, so I could see it that way.
My rules question is, if you have two souls, do you take 2d3 damage or do you take d3 times 2 damage?
It's for each soul bound to it. So you take D3 true damage for each soul. So you take 2D3, right?
And you would roll separately or roll once and multiply it by 2?
You would roll separately, I would assume.
That's an assumption, yes. There are a lot of games where you can roll
hacksaw.
Once.
Hacksaw.
So it's funny that these 15 words, or how many ever words are there, have just sparked a 2-minute debate on 3 different things.
I would agree with you, though. I would roll, like, physically 2d3s, which is going to lead you to, I believe, more of an average, as opposed to 1d3 roll times the number 6 of souls. Right? So, anyway. Okay, enough about souls here. Next combat maneuver, Viper Shot. This is kind of his money ability. Poison people take extra true damage when you shoot them. And it's only money because he normally shoots people as opposed to hitting them with the rod. I'm going to give this a 7. Really because it is attached to an ability that does true damage. Otherwise, with this 1-2-3 damage grid, you're never going to get a 2S combat maneuver to trigger that requires damage. But because he could literally roll a hit in 2 combat maneuvers, which if this combat maneuver was attached to any other character in the game, would not trigger. But he gets it. So, yeah, I just think it's a super solid.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I was actually thinking 7 before you said it, because it's attached to a model that does true damage on acid potion. There's a leech in there, so you can leech off of it. If you roll a J, you can do extra true damage. And typically, when you're getting these combat maneuvers to go off, most of us know that usually a J is in there, because it's tough to get 2 sides. and still be able to do damage to a lot of stuff. But if I get, but you just said it, if you get two sides and a hit, normally that's not going to do, like, normally that could be an issue, especially for a model that only does one damage. You found that out with Cradle already. So that, it just gives it the boost, but it also does poison. So it does a point of true damage and poison most of the time if it goes off. And that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's such a good ability. Especially any ability where you buy a piece of equipment to enhance your abilities. I mean, this guy wants to stand still. He wants to shoot. And then he's just chopping you down with this thing. I really like it. I'm going to go with a 6.
Okay. Last decay. I'm going to give decay a 7. I think it is an incredible ability. I don't see being played as often as it probably should, just because people tend to be more fate-starved in the beginning. I have obviously seen it played, and I've played it. If you can, again, apply this to someone who's already gone. I've seen both the minus edge and the minus move used. And we kind of already talked about it. You know, stacks with the poison. Mm-hmm. Minus 3 edge makes people dead really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason it's not higher, and it's just me, is because it's, like, I would actually love this to be on a higher level ability. Like, when you have more fate, I think it would see play at more opportune times. Now, the fact that he's got it innately should not negatively impact my opinion of this at all, but for some reason it does.
Yeah, I found that to be very odd, but go ahead, continue.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm done. I'm done making bad takes.
I like it. The problem that I've had with it, because I've not used it a lot, is I play Mazuzi and Tomas. That's primarily where I've played Mazuzi. And Tomas, with the models that I take, is fate heavy, especially now that Victor's in the game. So I don't get to use this a lot, because I'm typically saving my fate for a Fazeal, you know, decapitation, or a Rakir poison bomb. Or I'm using it for rerolls. Like, I need to put poison on your model, so I need to reroll this. It doesn't happen often for me with the K, but in Torin, Richard used it. Really, he used it almost every turn, and he was using it. At one point, he used it against Dawnregar, where he took my stone form off with sticks and then put the K on me. I was like, okay,
oh my god,
this fucking sucks. And I just sit there as for, like, I don't know, 3 activations, he's just rolling buckets of dice into my Dawnregar, and my soul started to tick down, and my personal life force was going out of my body. I was like, this fucking blows. And then it's like, oh, crit. I'm like, yeah, but I don't have the res 3 to back up that I'm getting crit every turn. So that part, I was like, okay. And that was like turn 2 when he did that to me. I'm like, this sucks. And then he did it to Nias. I'm like, oh, this really sucks. And then he did it again to another model. And I'm like, okay, now I'm going to fucking lose my mind. But yeah, I think it might be. And I have a take on Torin versus Tomas with Mazuzi in general. But.
Well, please give it.
I mean, do we want to do it now?
Do it now. You're primed. I can see it in your eyes.
Well, I think Mazuzi is amazing in Torin for a couple of different reasons, but all, I mean, great in Tomas as well. But he's going to do almost 2 different things, because in Torin, when you have the res models, like if you do your effigy power turn, and you can take, what, 2 damage to do 2 extra damage,
mm-hmm.
take true damage to do. So he has leech. So if you're doing an acid potion, your stat line now becomes, what is it, 3, 4, 5?
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing 3, 4, 5 true damage. You're leeching that, so you're only taking 1 damage instead of 2. You also could do it on the Rod of Ruin. So then when we talked about Soulseer, if you charge a model with him with the Rod of Ruin, and now your stat line is 3, 5, 6 at that point,
mm-hmm.
and they've got a soul on him, well, you're 3, 5, 6 with an extra D3 true damage for on one side, and you're leeching it, so you're only getting it you're only taking the 1 damage instead of 2. So he is just stepping on your fucking throat at that point. Like, Richard, or not Richard, somebody did it to me before. It might have been Richard in a game a while back, but he does this, and I was like, this is awful. This sucks. This is awful. And it's like, okay, well, he only takes 1 damage, so he does 3 attacks with his acid potion, only takes 3 damage, threw out, like, fucking 14. poisoned two models. He had decayed one at that point already. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, I come up and smack Mazuzi, and then he bashed and healed him. I'm like, all right, well, this is going well. It's like, this is great. I'm just having a great time. And it's like, you can't get rid of the guy. But it's the same thing in Tomas. And we could talk about it again when we talk about his level two active abilities.
Well, why but, is he not? It seemed like you were saying he's better in Torin than Tomas.
I don't think he's better. I think he does a little bit different things, but he's okay. Equally good. Because in Tomas, you can take a bunch of damage, and if you kill a model with him, he's going to heal, what, D3 plus 2? But we talk about that when we get to his level 2, because okay. When you get to level 2, Pain Reflector in Tomas is better than it is in Torin. It just flat out fucking is. Okay. And it's amazing. And he will do two different things, but you kind of get an almost equal result. And you get there differently. So I just want to make that clear. Like, I don't think that he's better in one god or the other, but he does two different things, but he gets the same result when he gets there.
Kenny, you're being remarkably salient this morning. I don't know if we can record in the mornings anymore.
Why? Because it's I'm lucid. Listen
to like him. you're truthing right now, and I don't, this is not the Kenny. Hey, I know. Truthing.
Hey, when you guys get me on at night, I get up at 4 a.m. I've already been up for fucking 14 or 15 hours. I work outside. I've worked a 10 or 11 hour day. So you get me in the morning. Fuck yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't think our listenership wants a cogent Kenny. Like that's not what they're tuning God in damn. For. But yeah, no.
Well, don't worry. I'll spit some hot takes and try to land a plane, and it'll be worse than Boeing.
Okay.
Kenny's spitting.
So level two.
I'll give Viper Shot a 6.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah,
fuck you both. Go ahead.
Okay, so his level 2 abilities, as a demon, he can choose. The first one, physical augmentation. Same thing Nias has got. Just gain a place plus 1 any attribute. I have seen this on range. I have seen this on agility. Again, with... is it Tomas that's got the diamond armor?
Yeah. So Tomas has diamond armor.
So taking him to a 4-2 stat line is pretty baller. Giving him the Heartseeker to go to 8. And then he can then obviously increase his range stat to be a 9. Those are the two things I've seen the most done with him. I don't think I've seen a Soul Harvest 7, but it would not be out of the question. What have you guys seen with physical augmentation?
I usually never take it level 2.
Okay.
But when I do take it, I will take it on typically range. I will take it on agility some... Torin, I typically will take agility, and Tomas, I will typically take range. Soul Harvest is something I've also taken, but not as often.
Jeremy?
I like the 4-2 stat line. I usually take edge. But with physical augmentation, any model that has that, it's like, okay, what's going on out there in the world? What is the thing I need? And you take it. But usually I take edge because it's always good.
Okay. a different ability you could choose if you want, Pain Reflector.
Mm-hmm.
Spend an AP, spend a fate. Mazuzi does 10 true damage to himself, and then the same amount to a target enemy within 3 hexes. Yeah, so you're just life tapping from Mazuzi to do massive damage to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, go ahead and speak your mind.
This might not be okay. I understand it's an AP and a fate. It is 10 true damage to yourself. To do 10 true damage to another model. That, and it has to be within, and it's within 3. Two models have this in the game. Mazuzi has it, and Styx has it. Mazuzi has it at a level 2, Styx has it as a level 3. I'm not aware of any other model that has this in the game. This is when it works, which, again, in Torin and Tomas, it's better in Tomas, in my opinion. It can fucking just win you the game. When you can just walk up with Mazuzi, when you give him, for example, in Tomas, this is a typical play that I will do. I will give him diamond armor. You cannot reduce my res by more than 1, so most of the time you can't reduce my res at all. So I'm a res 2 model. That's 15, 16, 17. I'm at least 16 health because of Pain Reflector with Leech and Tomas' healing ability. I will walk up to a model. I will Pain Reflector myself for 10 true damage, and then I'll throw an acid potion at you to do true damage for 1. I will leech one off of that. I will heal D3 plus 2 off of that. I will probably gain a level off of that. I've seen Mazuzi be at 6 health and go all the way back up to 14. And then a 14 health model standing there with res 2 that you can't reduce the res on. It is super, super good. It has won me games. It should have won me that game against Jeremy. We talked about that. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. I am almost at the opinion that maybe 10 true damage might be too much. This might not be okay.
Okay.
Thoughts?
What do you give it as a rating?
As a rating? I'm at 9.5. Like, I'm right there. I'm at like 9.9, where like this might probably need to be changed. I don't know. I think maybe you just change the amount of damage, because when you can walk up to, for example, and I understand res models, there needs to be a way to deal with tanks in the game. But when I can walk up to Lugdrug, and Lugdrug at level 2 is what, 16, 17 health? Something like that, and he's at full health, and I can, and he walks into one of my models, and I can just go pan reflector for 10 damage, and then I can hit him with the acid potion, where I do true damage, or I decay him to drop his agility, so I bring him from, let's say, 16 health to 6, and then I get 2 actions with an acid potion, and
yeah,
maybe I kill him because he's now agility 2, and I'm flinging 5 dice at him. So my chances of getting a crit or 2 crits or what? I don't even know. Or a crit with a J. It just being able to take a tank.
I think in Tomas it is really, really good.
It is
when you can heal all
strong.
The way back up. It's pretty sick. I think aside from that, 10 true damage to yourself is pretty brutal.
Yes.
Because
typically
it'll be 8,
it will
right?
be.
Because he can leech twice.
Right. Because you basically do it and then you throw an acid potion twice and you try to leech twice off of that. But then if you kill a model, you heal D3 plus 2, you probably gain your level.
It's brutal. Yep.
He's got diamond armor. This is exactly why you see Mazuzi banned a lot. Because when you put diamond armor on Mazuzi and then he goes out into the world as a soul harvester with soul harvest 6 and he can do all of this shit. Sometimes he'll just sit on people and you can't do a lot to him because you're like, you want to attack him, but then it's like, well, if I will attack him, then there's a Rakir standing behind him or a Fazeel standing behind him, or I've got a tank standing there. That's, you know, also just in case kind of a situation, which I almost never have to use. It just pain reflector seems like maybe it might be too good, but then like, how do you deal with models that have a lot of res? I don't know. There's been a lot of game development. There's probably more that I'm missing here, but every time I use Pain Reflector, I have almost never regretted it. Like, I never regret it really.
So I haven't been bad touched by Pain Reflector or seen it used. I want to say that's just random. I don't think I've played around it. I do think you lost your game against Jeremy because you used it, and you did not get the follow up kill, right? So, like, in my game with Jeremy, I lost that game because I rolled 6 dice and failed to get a single combat maneuver, which is not unheard of, right? I want to say those odds are probably like 20-25%. And I literally lost the game turn 1 because of that.
Yep.
So what's the chance that you Pain Reflector and they're like, okay, now I just need to do... Because you can't kill someone with Pain Reflector. You can only take them to 1.
Right.
So if I Pain Reflector and like, now I just need to kill you, and then... you don't kill them, like, well, shit, now my Mizuzi is sitting here. So I agree, the ceiling on this play is a phenomenal. Everything you described, like, I take damage, I kill you, I heal back half my damage, I move away, you're like, go suck a big one. Yeah, it could feel really bad. But what if that plan doesn't work out? You just left your Mizuzi, like, completely defenseless with no armor or no health. Like, yeah, he might have res 2, but if he's down to, like, 2 HP, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
which is what you did against Jeremy. So,
yeah,
the floor on this ability could be super low if your plans don't work. Not that I disagree with anything you said, right? The standard play pattern of Pain Reflector can be amazing, should be amazing. It's just what happens when it's not. I'll give it a 9 as an ability, and concur with everything you said, just with the caveat.
Oh yeah, I don't disagree with anything you said there. It can. When shit hits the fan, it hits an industrial-sized fan. It's bad.
Okay.
But it's got I the chances of it working like that. The only time I've used it and it failed me personally was against this Vet Jeremy game. And I will still maintain that I should have won that game because I picked up that's the game I scooped the dice on after Pain Reflector. I will remember that for a while.
Okay, let's move on to another.
We didn't get Jeremy's take on that, did we?
Oh, Jeremy.
They don't even care. I'm not even
I care.
Guys.
I no. care about you.
I'm gonna give it a one. Fuck you both. Fuck you both. Averages out to about a six. Eat it.
All right, don't change it.
This thing's an S tier, man. It's never really good. It. Like it's an A plus.
So do you agree with Kenny that it might be too good? Like, is this on your potential nerf target in terms of not necessarily the character Mizuzi, but the ability Pain Reflector?
No, I don't think so. I think you do need an actual way to deal with tanks. You do need a way to deal with res. And if you're using your Soul Gazer to do that, you're not necessarily Soul Gazing as hard as you need to. I think he's a utility piece. And I think that Tomas and Torin using him, like, they need stuff, right? Like, they need stuff to deal with shit, too.
Right.
I don't think it's S. I think it's an A. Like, okay. That's where I'd put it.
Well, you said S a second ago, so.
Okay. I just think with, like,
I said a one. Range... Didn't you hear me? A
one. Like, the first time people see this, I've used it against several people. Like, I think Jeremy even said the same thing, that that's range three. It's within three hexes.
Yeah, so, it's brutal.
Like,
it's fucking brutal. Like, it's good, man.
That is a large area of the map where if you get an action, like, if you need to take an action to walk, I think it might be too good. I'm not saying that it needs to be nerfed into the ground. I'm saying that maybe three hexes with 10 true damage might be a little overtuned. Maybe it's two hexes. Maybe it's eight damage.
Okay.
Seems like it should be adjacent. You know what I mean? But it's okay. Whatever.
Yeah, I think adjacent might be... It might be fine. Fuck, I don't know. But I think maybe just when we talk about the everything encompassing into it, 10 damage, three hexes... Uh-huh. On Mizuzi's kit seems really strong and maybe might be a little over the top, but then that there's a lot of shit that's over the top in this game, in my opinion, but yeah, okay. Whatever.
Fair enough. Okay, the next one, suppress. For one fate, target adjacent non-demon enemy, and they can't use cleanse.
Whoopity-doo!
Like, clearly they're missing... There used to be a sentence in between... cannot use cleanse and expires at the end of that model activation that did something. Because otherwise, this is clearly a one. Like, why would you ever take this over Pain Reflector and physical augmentation?
I would never take it. It's not on his card to me, but yeah.
The only use case I can see for this is if they're knocked down.
It's adjacent. It's not like three hexes away. I throw a token on you that you can't cleanse. Every word on this card.
What?
Yeah, I hear the peanuts adult wah 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 every time I read this sentence. I'm out.
Yeah,
I mean, because like, say I even if you're knocked down, I go next to you. I suppress. Yay. Maybe I've got tons of fate, and it's just basically free at this point. Other than the fact that it cost me my level up choice. All you have to do is push Mizuzi away from that model, and now the model that I care about that was knocked down can cleanse.
Yep. Right? It has to be adjacent. It has to be non-demon.
If it's not knocked down, let's say it's fucking burn, right? All I do is I attack Mizuzi. I get a combat maneuver. I push myself away. Now I can cleanse burn, right?
Yep.
So much counterplay. Again, I don't hate the ability if it was a level one ability that he had all the time. But the fact that you have to choose this over other level ups is absolutely, I want to say asinine, but I'll say asinine. It's horrible.
I would not even use it if it was an active ability right under decay. Why would I ever put Mizuzi in a position to spend a fate to be adjacent to a model for that? There is nothing. I would almost suppress. I would rather it be just a straight up token. You can't remove conditions this round. Fine. So you can't remove the poison that I put on you, and it's within three hexes. or whatever. Fine.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah,
it's very
strange. That would be fine.
I agree with you, Kenny. I think that'd be a great change.
Yeah. Or I could think of like three different things that I would put in that spot, but I would never ever use that. Even if it was an active ability, why would I even bother? Outside of the one corner case of like, your model's already activated, I'm going to put poison on you. But then it doesn't matter because you're already activated, so you can't cleanse it anyway.
So for me, the case would be you put burning on with a different model, you suppress, and you're like, you can't shake it. You can't cleanse it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, we'll stop. We'll get out of depth corner and just...
I think we've said all we can say about it. Moving on.
And then the last active ability is Devour. For an AP and a fate, target enemy within two hexes loses a level. They also lose max health equal to what they gained with that level. So you could theoretically kill someone with Devour.
Yeah, that's funny.
I guess you could, yeah.
I've never used this, but I've wanted to. And that tells me that it's at least intriguing, right? Because there are a lot of models that really like their levels, right?
I've seen it used one time. And the one time it got used was against me with Isabel. And that was when I asked the question in the rules forum. When I lose the level on Isabel and I was on Holy side, can I go down Retribution side now? And the answer is yes.
You're like, oh, you knocked me down a peg, now I'm pissed.
Yeah, the answer is yeah, you can change sides. So okay. Skull and Isabel are the two models that do that, mm-hmm. I believe. I've seen it happen one time against me, and the first question I asked was, can I go down Retribution now? Because I think Holy was a mistake, and you just did me a fucking favor.
I think it gets overshadowed specifically on Mazuzi because Pain Reflector and Physical Augmentation are so good and are almost taken. I would say that combination is taken 95% of the time, with Devour cracking the other 5%. I'm probably overestimating that a little bit, but I don't dislike the ability. It's just because the other two on Mizuzi's kit are so incredibly baller.
There are other models with this ability, though. Abathos has it off the top of my head. I can't think of another, but I'm pretty sure there's another model. But I know Abathos has it.
I also want to say that it's probably only effective about 50% of the time. And by that I mean, like maybe 50% of the models care about losing a level. Like if you're going up against a level 3 Rakir, like, oh, I took away your ability to get stealth. Who cares? Level 2 Kogan. Well, that's a big deal, right? So this ability is going to be situationally great depending on the opponent's team. But even if it is good against, let's say, two of the five models you're up against, you then have to make sure that he's able to pull this off against that model, right? Which again shouldn't be all that hard. So I would like to play around with it some more. I think it's got more potential than I'm giving it. It just, like I said, gets overshadowed with this other stuff. Like, would you like to do 10 damage or reduce their level by one? You're like, oh, I'll take 2 damage for 5,000, Alex.
Yeah. Do I increase a stat and the ability to just drop a model 10 health, or do I take their level from them?
So here's the challenge for you, Kenny. Is I want you to use Devour as your first level up in your next 10 Mizuzi games.
10?
He won't be able to.
10.
Fuck.
He won't be able to do it.
All right.
Just see how it goes.
Okay.
That's like, first off, jug a gallon of water without puking.
Not to do that. That's fine.
You have
fine.
To take Devour. I was thinking one of my favorite things would be if Mazuzi walked up and ripped a level off Rakir and he can't escape anymore.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
I think,
is fucking horrifying.
I think situationally this might be very, very, very good. Like doing it to Brock. Like I walk up to Brock, strip that level, and then I can kill you.
Doing it to models that can't gain levels very easily, that you gave them a level off the first kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, again, like Piper. Piper can't gain levels by himself very easily. So he got all the way to level 3 in Taunt by doing dumb shit. And mm-hmm. Like trying to get that third level again is going to be very hard for him.
Well, think about Fazeel. He's level 2. You strip level 2 off of him. Well, I lost my temporary health. So how much temporary health did I have? Did I have 4? Did I just lose 5 fucking health because you took my level? I might
cute.
Be, I might get
cute.
Pissed. That might piss me off. You know, it's.
I mean, you
I
would insta kill a Thorgar who is zero health enraged.
Yeah.
Taking him from level 3 to level 2.
Now these are all we're putting.
Oh my god,
we're putting this all these little situations in a box here.
It's sure,
it's cute,
but I like it's... like. I think this is going to be better than you think it is, and then maybe I even think it is. I think if you pick this as your first level up in 10 games, at the end of the 10 games, I think you're going to say, you know what, Aaron? Pain Reflector and Physical Augmentation are great, but damn, this has some play.
I might, if I get to play Mazuzi.
Okay.
I just like this boogeyman running around stealing levels from you. He's like, get the fuck away from me.
It, yep.
Okay. I'll try it.
So I'm going to give it a 6 based off of potential.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Go to 5.
I've seen
I'm
it
on
once.
The line.
I've seen it used once, and it helped me when it got used, but I don't want to say cautiously optimistic.
You'll get a platinum if you take them to level 1 from level 3. You get a platinum trophy.
I'll try it.
Okay, that's our review of Mazuzi. We have a couple artifacts. First of all, he loves his sacred artifact in Tomas.
Mm-hmm.
That being the...
Diamond Armor.
Diamond Armor. Taking him to what, res 2?
Takes him to res 2, and mm-hmm. you cannot reduce his res... I want to say... It has to be... By more than one, you can't reduce it by more than one or something. I have to look again.
I have to look at it. Let's see, diamond.
Res 1, res reduction effects targeting this model are lowered by 1. Cannot be used on heroes with defender. It can never be above res 2. And then what happens with him and diamond armor is the glyph of warding, which is the one that costs 2 fate to get res 1, is removed from your artifact deck. So this replaces glyph of warding.
Yep. Again, you can boot to badge him. With physical augmentation to take him to edgy 5.
Oh my god.
You could do a lot with him, yeah.
Yep. As far as stuff that is actually like super interesting.
I used Healing Surge on him one time because I didn't put Diamond Armor on him because I put it on Fazeal. But I put Healing Surge on him and then he just walked up behind Fazeal and healed him for 10.
Sure, but that's not specific to him. That was
that's
like
not,
your
no.
game, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
like Armor Shredder is probably bad on him since he has, you know, true damage to begin with.
Right.
Yeah, the typical ones you'll see are Heartseeker offensively, and then defensive you have your entire gamut.
Yep. Yep.
We've already talked about the gods, but I will say he fits in pretty much every warband if you want him. Like he does a good job.
I think he is the best soul gazer in the game.
You're wrong.
I am probably am. But I think that he is.
I think the way you look at Masuzi and use him is the way I use Cruel. Like, I find everything Cruel does is amazing, just like you do with Masuzi. Like, they just do such good jobs for us.
Yeah, I mean, I've played a lot of Saiyan Masuzi. I've not played a lot of Cruel. I have played a little bit of Zarin. I've not played a lot of Zavera. But Masuzi's by far the most that I've played for a Soul Gazer, and I like... I think he is the best, but meh. Differences of opinion.
Yeah.
I could see Cruel. Excellent. I think Cruel might be the second best. But yeah.
Cool. Hotness rating. I'm going to start off with a 1. I do not like the way this model looks.
Well,
That is a personal... it's very personal, right? I just am not a big fan of the putrid,
the
Nurgle-esque aesthetic, right?
I get that. Yeah.
Squidward.
Yeah.
It looks like Squidward. I actually really enjoy that, and I think that the snakes or leeches or whatever the fuck they are make a lot of sense for his rules, and I always love that. I love when you look at a model and you're like, okay, what does this thing do and all that? I really like it. I'm going to go with a 7.
I mean, I'm not big on the Nurgle aspect either, other than I used to play Undead when I played Warhammer Fantasy, so I like the Undead aspect. and I like that kind of aesthetic, which is why I think probably why I like Fazil so much. But there's a lot going on in this model. I had to.
There
I've
is.
Not even. I've started painting it, but I, again, I did the Jeremy thing where I what I did was I painted it black or primed it black and then dry brushed gray on top of it so I could see better, because there's a lot going on that model, and I'm sure I'm gonna fuck it up because I'm gonna get to a point where I just don't.
You
want
to just
paint
have
it
to
anymore.
With that model, you just have to throw paint on it. Like,
yeah.
just start covering areas.
I painted his cape and the banner.
There is a lot of shit.
And then I was like, I don't know what to fucking do next. I don't even fucking know. And I think I might just do that. I'm going to start at the top and work my way down because I have no fucking idea what
just
to do
paint
next
it.
On that model.
Put colors on it, put a wash on it, look at it and go, oh, I didn't see that part. And then add paint to that.
So. I think it's also a 7. I think the model looks great for what it is. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. All right. So that averages out into a 14.5. So, I mean, by my math.
Averages out to Aaron being wrong.
Anything else? Anything else on Masuzi? Are we done with this little bastard?
I think so. Unless you want to, I mean, there's nothing really else to talk about, right? Oh, yes, Pathfinder. I forgot. Pathfinder. Amazing.
That's the only thing on his kit that I don't actually think makes sense. I was like, why, of all the models, does he have like 7 rules and one of them is randomly Pathfinder?
Hey, it doesn't make sense, but I love it. He could just walk through that forest and hide in there. And...
Yep.
I love it. Mazuzi. I love you, Mazuzi.
We did forget to talk about... so moving on next segment. We forgot to talk about what is on our hobby tables. So Haxa is on mine. That's the one, new model. What are you working on lately, Kenny?
I'm silent because I have nothing.
God damn it. Adepticon passed and you gave up? I thought you had a spreadsheet.
No. I don't believe in spreadsheets.
He needs a spreadsheet in his life.
Well, obviously, his spreadsheet did not help Aaron with his mileage on his car. So spreadsheets are overrated.
Overrated.
Jesus Christ. Deep burn.
Yeah. That was
okay.
That was deep.
You're going to need a ride sometime, and you're not going to get one. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I don't think I do because
because it'll be dead.
Mine always takes gas. Mine can get filled up anywhere.
You could pull errands in the back of your truck.
I doubt that.
I couldn't put it in the back of my truck, but I could definitely yank that thing around town.
Oh my god. What are you working on painting, Aaron? What's your new project?
Sky and Saiyan are currently on my painting table.
Ooh.
I'm a little behind.
I've never seen
my...
you put Sky on the table.
I know. Again, I'm painting in themes, so elf is my current theme. So all of my elves are currently being painted.
Oh my god. Of course you are. Of course you have a theme for your painting projects. Of course you do.
I also, Christ. While waiting for some of them to dry, I have like the chibi monsters, so I started on them, as well as my proxy Al and Dorgs. So I've got like 8 models on my current painting table.
Cool.
What about you,
Jeremy? Okay. Me? Haxa. Haxa with his little cups and stuff. I actually, if they have totems to put out, like I have a bell I painted, and I will paint his little totems because they go on the table. Those are the few kinds of markers I will paint. I don't usually paint those. I think they're annoying.
What
I
about just,
I can't wait
stuff.
To be fully painted before you. That's all I'm saying.
You won't. I'm not even worried
about
it.
I don't
know.
His tokens are all painted, I think, right? Aren't all your tokens pretty much painted?
I paint them as... I paint the people they go to.
Okay. He might actually beat you.
It's fine. That's okay. I threw mine away, so I'm done.
What about Parker's models?
Fuck no, I'm not doing those. What? Those would cost whatever, like, they would be like $100 a piece for me to do them at this point. Like,
I
that's
thought
just
you
a
already
spiteful...
were painting his models.
I did. I'm not painting those fucking stupid things.
Oh, not the tokens.
He means the tokens.
No, I'm talking about the models themselves. Did you finish Parker's models?
Oh, those have been done for days, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I gave them to him yesterday.
Dude. You are a fucking machine.
You want me to paint yours, Kenny?
Fuck yes.
$50 a piece.
Fuck no.
Yep, that's what I thought. So, yeah, everybody's moving along on their painting projects except Kenny.
I'll have to start. I'll have to start getting there again. I don't know how. Like, my summer is going to be probably pretty fucking wild. But
okay. All right, let's move on to Champions and Peasants. Aaron, have you played games where you had champions and peasants?
Yeah, we're going to go with the peasant, and that's in your game, Cradle, for literally being a useless piece of shit. Yeah, ooh. Did absolutely nothing, but like 4 total damage.
Was that the carpenter? Was that the carpenter or the tools?
That was clearly the tools. Carpenter made the right okay. decision.
Just checking.
And yeah. Yeah, it was just so bad.
Okay, okay. Well, who did well for you? You dominated me the first game.
I did, but I'm going to go back to Gunn's game and give Kogan the champion.
He can only have so many first place battles, you piece of shit.
There are some games where I have not been able to like live the dream and get use out of Kogan. He was absolutely just, again, I didn't win the game, but he was blowing up the world with his Heartseeker and just going to town. Total damage output throughout the game was relatively high. So yeah, good job Kogan. Good, bad job Cradle.
Okay, okay. Kenny, what have you seen?
I don't really have a peasant. I mean, I could say Dawnregar, but it still took like 4 activations to kill him.
Because yeah, that doesn't sound like a bad model.
I did not have anything really underperform for me the last week. What still continues to seemingly overperform is fucking Maltique. Still just putting in work. Like I said, the game against Richard, she had 2 souls. Nias had 2 souls. And the only reason I won that game was because Maltique was just cleaning up. I would do some damage, and then Maltique's like, oh, here I am. Boom, boom, boom. She has put in work for me from the moment I put her on the table. Basically it was a tie between her and Nias. They both just put in work, and I have just discovered that Maltique is great. And I've almost want to shoehorn her into every list that I make. Like, she just seems like she works, and yeah. I don't know if it's because I've been playing her in Tomas. I don't know if I kill a model with her, and there's times where somebody will do some damage to her. I will repair her, walk away, and then shoot them, but I've already hit them like twice with Fazil to drop their health down, and she kills them and she heals because she's, I don't know, but it seems like that happens as well. She just puts in work.
Yeah. Yeah, Yarmulke has been ruining my day lately. Like, that thing has been crazy.
Yeah, she's to the point to where she might get painted. I need to fix her legs, though, because I broke 2 of her legs off, but...
That one's a bitch to paint. Like, if you want to paint something as a challenge and annoying, paint that stupid model.
She can't be worse than Mazuzi, right?
Oh, by far. Each leg has both sides in and underneath. Like,
I'm just gonna. No, I think no, I'm just gonna dry brush metal them. I think is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, that'll probably work.
I'm terrible at painting. Okay.
So I'm gonna go with peasant first. My peasant this week is Rakir. Rakir has this weird ability to not identify what is immune to poison. So he goes barreling in, and he will find lately he has been finding all the models that are immune to poison, and then go after him hard, and then realize he bounces the fuck off of them and gets murdered.
Was this
he's gone after Nias?
You and I played last Thursday, right? No, he's gone after Masuzi.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had 2 models on the table that were immune to poison. Yeah, okay, now I remember that. Yep. You were the one who
I played. I was like, oh, shit. So yeah, he didn't do anything in those games. But again, that was definitely Carpenter situations. But whatever. My champion, and I believe Aaron saw this happen. Let's do the math. Piper, enhance for 1, dash for 1, boots for 1, place for 1. Piper walked 7 and picked up a soul.
Yeah.
Little bastard.
So he auto places when he mystic steps when he activates.
Yep.
Yeah.
He had boots for movement 4.
Yeah.
So he moved.
Yep. I bought boots.
5. Where did he get the 7?
Yeah.
He enhanced.
Walk.
Enhanced 6.
Maybe it was he harvested from 7 away. So I think he moved 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was fucking up math. So, I'm like, wait a minute.
No. But dash. The fact that you can move boots. 6 and soul dash. Harvest adjacent. Oh, he does this.
Move 6 and place 1.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
No, okay. It. Yeah. It.
That fucking
it's
dude.
It's really, really far.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I looked at the table and I'm doing the math and I'm looking at it and I'm going, oh, man.
You have to count it. It's like you count it four times to make sure you're not fucking it up. Like, is this really? I did that with Fazeal when I do the poppy energy power. And I'm like, is
yeah, it's
really
one of those
gonna,
Fazeal things. Where
is
you
he really gonna go like nine
board,
spaces
yeah.
away? And I'm counting like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Fuck! It is. It is nine spaces
yep,
away.
It's a long ass way. Oh man. All right. Well, anything else to add to our enjoyment of this game this week?
Nope. Other than we're gonna play a lot of games today and tomorrow.
Oh yes, sir. So let's wrap this business up.
Yeah, because I'm anxious.
Thankfully,
I'm
we made
eager.
It through this. Yeah, we made it through the thunderstorm and tornadoes of Missouri and Kansas area this week. So hopefully we will continue to survive.
It's supposed to be bad tonight, I think.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Thank you all for listening. This has been Infamous. This is Jeremy out.
This is Kenny.
This is Aaron.
Aaron, with my EV car.